tell us a bit more about the ST Education Forum? You know, why do you do it and how long has it run for?
Well, we've been doing these education forums for several years now. It started initially with us spotting Sandra Davey, our senior education correspondent, as someone that many parents want to engage. So they want to hear her views about how to help their kids get ahead in schools, how to get into the best schools, and they send her a lot of emails and questions. And we decided that it would be good for her to actually meet people in person and engage with them. So that's how we started the idea of having education forums. And it's grown over the years, and she's also gone out and brought in good speakers to engage on a whole range of topics. And we now do it at least once a year, where we have several speakers come and speak on various topics related to education.
So can you tell us what the topic is for the next one?
Well, we've chosen the topic of how relevant a university degree is going to be in the future. And we've put in a sort of dichotomy between a degree as opposed to skills. And I think that would make for a very interesting debate on the subject.
Let's talk a bit about that. Do you think then that the conventional thinking that a degree equals success still holds true? And are skills more relevant in the new landscape of work?
That's a complex question in the sense that I think part of the challenge is to get us away from a sort of one answer fits all approach for all people in Singapore. And I think that's really the nub of the issue, because the traditional thinking is that everybody, in order to get ahead, needed a degree. And if you wanted to get ahead even more, then you did medicine, or you did law, or you became an accountant. And that thinking worked for us in the initial phase of our development. But in today's world, where the economy is getting more and more complex, and there's more variation in terms of jobs and skills, and it's going to get even more complex down the road, that old simple answer no longer applies. So many people think that you need a degree in order to get ahead. But for some individuals, pursuing a degree for the sake of it may not be the best option. In their case, you know, they might be better off going and getting deep skills. So we want to sort of break away from this fixation that the degree is the only way to get ahead. And free people, you know, I've encountered many people who did law as a degree, but never wanted to be a lawyer. And then they end up being chefs. You know? So we're trying to break away from that psychology. But I won't go so far as to say that a degree is no longer useful or relevant. I think a university degree is not useful only for the jobs that it opens up. It's also useful training in terms of your whole ability to think and learn and experience the whole richness of life, you know, from literature to the arts to culture to history. And that's, to me, the real value of a university degree.
How do you think the nature of the job landscape has changed, and what kind of skills do you think will be needed for the future?
I think we're facing massive disruption across the board in almost every industry you can think about, whether it's the media or airlines or hotels or taxi industry or even universities. Everybody's going through this very wrenching period of change, and it's only going to get more and more rapid and more intense as we go forward. So the idea that you could just get one degree and then you're set up for life, I think, is no longer going to apply in the future. So in this situation where there's so much ferment and tumult, what is going to help prepare our people, our young people especially, for the future? In my mind, it's getting as broad a basic education as you can, a basic tertiary education as you can, so that they are given that nimbleness of mind, you know, the ability to adapt, to be resilient, to change, to learn as they go along and figure things out. And a basic university degree, which is very broad-based, I think helps you to do that. So I still see a lot of usefulness and value in a good university degree. So I wouldn't recommend anybody rushes out and stops opting to go to a university. I think most important is each of us has to figure out where our strengths lie and then go deep into that and develop it to your best ability.
So you're suggesting going for a broad-based education before specializing in something, is that right?
Yes. Actually, what I'm suggesting is that parents and educators and young people ought to really get a handle on, or try to get a handle on, where their innate strengths lie. And I know it's difficult at the age of 17 or 18 or, you know, 20 to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. And everyone grapples with it and struggles with it. I know I did when I was that age. I sort of, you know, chopped and changed from one subject to another. And it was a process, for me, it was a process of experimentation. And I was very fortunate to have extremely good teachers and tutors who helped me through that process, for which I'm extremely grateful. And I think once you can figure out where, you know, your individual strengths or talents lie, then you can figure out how to maximize it. Is a skills-based training program going to be most useful for you, or a more academic, university, tertiary-type program going to be most suitable? And I think the more we can allow ourselves that variation and different routes to success, and not believe that, oh, if I don't get to university, then, you know, I'm doomed, right? Because that's, I think, the thinking we're trying to shift away from. That's, and by framing the debate around this issue, we're in a way simplifying the issue, but it's really challenging the old idea that there's only one route to success.
Apart from, say, professional or scientific industries, which industries do you think would more likely not favour candidates with degrees?
It could be a whole range. Many of the creative industries, you may not need a degree, you know, whether you're a chef or a designer or an artist or a code, you know, it can be a whole range. A degree could help you in those areas, but in some cases, individuals may not feel that that's the most important thing for them. So the big change is in our thinking that you need a degree if you're going to be good at anything. I think most important is the individual needs to know himself, you know. And this is ancient wisdom, know yourself, right? And if you know yourself, and some people are more academically focused and a degree may help them, others are more skill focused and a skills-based program may help them, or an apprenticeship may help them, or just learning through experience may help them. It's a bit daunting, I know, to some individuals to say, well, I don't think a degree is going to help me, I'll take this alternative path. And it requires some courage. Parents as well requires them to have some willingness to let their children find their own way as well.
What sort of changes do you think institutions are making to the scope of their syllabus to help ready the next generation?
I think they're allowing a lot more cross-discipline programs. So you don't just learn one subject, it becomes a lot wider in its scope. They're allowing a lot more practical training, so working with industry so that people are learning in schools but also doing something with the industry and then applying what they're learning. So I think that's useful. So hands-on experience, you know, a lot of young people come to us for internships. I think that's also good exposure and preparation for what they're going to face when they return, when they eventually enter the working world.
Do you think that institutional education will increasingly become less relevant given the pace of change?
I don't think so. I still think that we will need a process of training young people with the basics, you know. So the idea that we're all going to sort of learn from home and, you know, we'll teach ourselves and computers, I think that's a bit fanciful. There will come a time when more learning will be done using computers and AI, obviously. But in terms of basic learning, I think it's still a very people-oriented sort of process. You know, you learn from encountering other people and engaging with other human beings. So I think that's not going to change in a tremendous hurry. Yeah.
You know, there are some industries that choose to focus on skill rather than qualifications. And we also see that people who may not necessarily have gone through university, they also earn the same level of salary as those who have. Mm. What then is the value or motivation for, you know, the rest of them who still want to get the degree?
I think the degree helps in the initial instance. It's a learning process, it's a training process helping you to train your own mind. So from an individual perspective, I think there is value. What we're trying to shift away is the thinking that that's the only way to do it. from the employer's perspective, I think we should also be broad-minded enough to allow people with different backgrounds, whether they have a degree or not, to get ahead, and we should treat them all equally. I mean, and as far as I'm concerned, it's all about outcomes and performance. So we don't judge people on the basis of, you know, which degree you have. It's really how well you perform in the job. From the individual perspective, I still think that if you're so inclined, a university degree is going to, you know, add to your life and your experience. You're never going to have the luxury of spending 3 years reading and engaging, you know, other bright people and encountering different ideas and time to think about some of the big issues and read widely beyond the narrow confines of your subject. And the university period, that 3-4 years of your life, very often will be very, very valuable in countless ways that you may not think so at the time, but in you know, over the course of your career and your life, you will find that time very, very precious and very useful.
And how do you think artificial intelligence is going to change demand for skills? And do you think our institutions are sufficiently preparing our students for this?
I think we are at the very, very early days of AI, and things are changing extremely rapidly. So we need to sort of constantly stay attuned to how AI is shaping up and then adapt our programs so that people are comfortable with the kinds of technological changes that they are encountering. And most important, I think the tertiary institutions should give our young people that nimbleness, is what I call it, or resilience is what other people call it, that sense that, you know, things may change, but I'm not going to be blown about by the wind. I have a certain sense of who I am, what I stand for, my values, where I, you know, my sense of place, person, history. That to me is what is so important in a good university education. It's not just the technical knowledge that you learn. It's the deep, deep knowledge that you acquire about the world and other people and yourself that really makes a difference between a good university education and another.
Anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I've been impressed with Sandra and her work. I mean, she's done now several of these forums, and at each of them, she's managed to pull together an impressive range of speakers, people who are, you know, have done deep research into the subject, people who are knowledgeable in terms of being practitioners, and she's moderated some of these forums as well as now she's participating in the discussion. And I think that's where a good, knowledgeable correspondent adds value, because she's seen the education system and how it's changed, not just in the span of months or in her case, many, many years. And she can tell you the trends and the history and, you know, the turning points in the system and why it happened. And when you have someone like that, she brings tremendous value to the discussion. So I think anybody who comes and participates in this forum will definitely find it extremely useful.